In the second part of our interview, we asked Mike to put on a different hat and talk to us as a member of the County Broadband Council and his thoughts about that. You're a member of the Pocahontas County Broadband Council. Can you tell me what's going on there and what's needed?
Sure. So we're working with the Broadband Council. I was honored to be asked to be part of that. Something that really needs to be done in our county, try to improve internet services. We've reached out to folks and we'll continue to reach out. It's very important that folks take the survey that's out there. We need to know your internet speeds. We need to know your physical address and your internet speed, your internet service provider. It's very important. That's what the state looks at when they look at these grants, and these federal grants are based on your internet speeds. We need to know that your services are not being met. So very important to do that. We're working on gathering that information and getting it processed. There's always grants out there that we're looking at, looking to apply for. Region 4 has been great to work with as far as assisting us with grants, and I think there's a lot of good things coming, but we can't do it without the help of the community and input from them as far as their internet speeds, and we need to hear from you. Keep growling.
The survey, is that still online?
We've got to tweak it just a little bit, and then we're going to republish that again and push it out. And I know folks get tired of taking surveys, but it's very important to take these surveys. We need that data to support our grant applications in order to improve the internet service in the county.
How about volunteers?
Volunteers are great. We can always use help with volunteers to try to gather data. Maybe some folks understand technology and how to do internet speed tests, and some folks don't, and they could assist people with doing that. I tell folks if we get one person to get 10 people to take the survey, if 10 people do that, that's 100 surveys. And that's very important to us. Without that data, it's kind of hard to get grants. We need to do everything we can and get volunteers to help and come together as a community here and try to better the internet service in our community. Because, you know, we don't have cell service. We need internet. It's kind of our lifeline. And this day and time, you can't do much without some internet.
Thank you, Mike. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.